Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. In 12 o'clock hour, we'll be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston Cougars take on TCU next week. And then, of course, at 1 p.m., we go behind enemy lines. We talk to our guy, Ron Slay, out there in Nashville.
Hey, don't forget that Texas Star Grill Shop gift card, too.
Oh, it is Wednesday man. Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
I almost didn't give it away. In fact, I met one of the gentlemen that – actually,
he almost didn't give it away.
Okay. I met the gentleman that actually won the Traeger last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him in the lots tailgating.
I took it last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said you was a jerk because you ain't put it together like you said you was gonna put it together for him.
I know he didn't say that.
He said that.
For a fact, he did not.
He
say
also
that.
Said he's out of OG sauce, so you might need to come out here and get some more.
There we go.
All right.
He said that jerk just dropped it off at my door and left.
I remember him very well. I actually hung out in his backyard for a while.
Oh, really? Good backyard.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I was just kind of chatting with him up.
Okay. Well. Very good. All right. Do you have any qualms? Do you have any issues rooting for an unethical player at any time? Because this is a thought that came up when I happened to be scrolling Instagram, like I think we're all now, you know, forced to succumb to, is just scrolling your app of choice and just rotting in some ways. And I saw this Instagram post, and I feel bad because I immediately forgot what the name of the account was, but it was coming for our very own Alperen Şengün, mm-hmm. the center, starting center for your Houston Rockets.
He's a bad seed, that one.
But this was actually coming off of the Spurs game, where in the game you have Alperen Şengün, you know, kind of accentuating, some might say, contact that might not have been there. Or another instance.
He's like, it got punched in the face.
Yeah. He threw his head backwards in a place where I was like, I'm not even sure if Wemby got him. And then in another instance, coming off of a free throw, he just throws his forearm into Wemby, and that big man flew backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was an accusation levied at Alperen Şengün.
There is not a more miserable watch right now in the NBA than Alperen Şengün. And I don't mean about his basketball abilities. He is ultra talented, but he is the most annoying and frustrating player to watch. Every single game, what are we doing? I can tolerate gamesmanship, but this is dirty. And Şengün has been doing this and flying under the radar about it for entirely too long. I still won't forget the way he acted during the first round of last year's playoffs. Coming after Pat Spencer, but then any aggression from Pat Spencer, it was like, ah! And people in the Warriors Reddit seem to agree with this, saying that if you watch that series, Şengün flopped on every single drive, every single one of them. And if you watch him on a nightly basis, you see this. You can't ignore it if you are genuinely watching Rockets games.
I kind of love it because that's a compliment.
Okay, so
that's a compliment.
That's interesting. So let's dive into this, because as he was mentioning that, although don't talk to me about Warriors Reddit. I don't need to hear about them people.
Where Draymond play?
Right, yeah. But like I've heard, like as he was saying, I was like, oh yeah, I've had friends actually that are not or Rockets fans, not in the area at all, talk to me and be like, hey man, this Alperen Şengün thing, for real? And I'm like, what you mean? And it doesn't click to me because like he's our guy. He's here. And so it made me think about it. Like, how do you deal with this? Do you have any issues? Does it pop up as all? Because I do want to watch guys that, like, you know, play the game, quote unquote, the right way. But at the same time, like, when that guy's your guy, or when those guys are your guys, how do you then deal with
you,
it? How
you handle it? You put the blinders on. That's called being a fan.
Yeah, that's kind of like a Warriors fan. They ain't going to have no issues with what Draymond Green do unless it affects the team.
How about Patrick Beverley?
That was one of the ones that came to mind very quickly.
The first thing that came to my mind was James Harden. The way he be drawing no fouls.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, no, I used to be so irritated with that, man. Mm-hmm. Just like, man. And then the other thing I think about is SGA, mm-hmm. how they call him the free throw merchant.
Yep.
And I was getting a little irritated the way he was just drawing fouls. I'm like, man, this dude ain't even trying to shoot the ball. No. He trying to draw a foul.
And then throws it up all, you know.
Yeah, I'm just like, man, that kind of made me dramatic. Not really care for him.
It's funny because when you asked the question, I was kind of going in two directions. The first one is that. Like, just a guy that kind of gets under your skin, but you still cheer for him if he's on your team.
Yeah, but I still always, with Pat Beverly, when I think of them, I think of obviously the
I hated him anywhere but here.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I also remember the fact that Russell Westbrook, who ultimately obviously played for the Rockets at one point, but Russell Westbrook hadn't missed a game in his career up until Patrick Beverly went, like, and he was just playing way too hard and hurts that man's knee. I think, was it in the playoffs versus Oklahoma City? And I'm like, that's something I absolutely despise.
Yeah.
But he's on my team, and I tend to root for the dudes on my team.
Right. So that's one direction. The other one is like actual bad dudes, like, you know, off their, you know, court or field or whatever, that you still kind of like ignore that. You know, and
those are the ones that I think I have just an impossible time. I can't get to that.
I was racking my brain. I really, truly don't really fall in line with like just bad people.
Yeah.
Except for one.
Uh-oh. bring it to the table.
Who is it?
Because none of us are without our little, what's the right word?
Yeah. You know? And it wasn't a local, but Mike Tyson.
Oh, Tyson is a good answer.
Mike Tyson, I was always like, that is a horrible human being in so many ways. Yeah. I just cheer for him every time.
Yeah, the one I think about, and to me, I felt like this played a big part of him kind of changing his life and all that stuff. Lopez probably wouldn't care for him, but Mike Vick, just seeing how he served his time. He did a bad thing. He served his time. He got with Christ. He kind of changed his image a lot. And so right now, I kind of root for him a little bit.
I changed my mind on him. My whole thing was I hated it. I wanted him to go.
He did a bad thing.
I wanted him to go up the river. I was glad he did. But once he did his time, I said it on these airwaves. I said, you know what? That he did his time.
For me.
You know, and he started to
change. People still can't get over that no matter what.
And I'm interested in those people to some degree. I'm never going to be the person who tells you what you need to do in that moment. But I do think that if there's anything in the American ethos is the idea of rehabilitation, whether or not we are good at actually doing that. That dude, if you talk about rehabilitation, he became like one of the biggest
spokespeople for
the ASPCA. Yeah. He became a champion of animal rights in a way. So I'm like,
right. I legitimately, not like I'm his biggest fan and you forget everything, but I got no problem with where he is right now.
And so like, I think that actually brings us back to any of these, with some of this is like, especially with, I need to see like a level of repentance or in a weird way, I need you to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're going to be the person that is like really playing on the border of the rules and like you're going to be a little bit of a jerk, I need you to embody that and own it. Right? Like the Pat Bev, one thing I can say, he owns the mess out of it. It's one of the reasons why I don't respect Draymond Green. Because he wants to play both ways. Like he'll try and own it, but then sometimes
then
he'll
like, play the vid.
Put his hands up.
Oh man, no.
Nah.
That's good defense.
And so I'm seeing a lot of people here, right? Someone from the 832. I'm a diehard Rockets fan, and I hate it. Like, because I actually think about this. Obviously, you know I was up in Dallas. I'll put a dollar in the buck if I need to. Dealing with, like, Luka Doncic in like, the height of him being a young star, but constantly crying and complaining for fouls. Like, it's awful to watch, man. Because you're like, not only are you doing this and trying to, like, work the perimeter of this of the rules or whatever, also you're hurting your team in doing that. I don't think Alperen Şengün is anywhere near that. And I think
we're
that's
getting a lot of Rockets fans that are saying, it irritates them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was interested in.
832 Şengün is annoying to watch.
All right, and then this is another player that I thought of because we stayed with the Rockets side of this. Hello, Houston Astros, right? How did you handle this? And was this just a because it became an attack on the Astros, you went into defensive mode and didn't even bother about it? But from the 832, would Aziz be the one?
I'm glad you brought that one up. I saw that, and I think he's the example of on your team, y'all are crazy. I guarantee you every other team in the division especially think he is just a dirty player.
But what's funny
And I think it's not only because of the actual play or the way he plays, but I think he kind of leaned into it on social media too, tweeting the Joker picture and all that stuff. I think that kind of made everybody like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think he's the prototype.
But what's funny is the thing for me about Aziz is not because he's on this team. Mm-hmm. It's because we've seen who he actually is.
Yeah.
We've seen
we've seen who he is on the field too.
Yeah. And that's fair. Like that's such a hard dichotomy to try and pull together because there are times where I go, damn it, Aziz, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
Man?
Yeah.
Right? Like, come on, man. Like I get it. I will defend you to a certain point. But when it gets out here, and maybe that's the answer, right? We'll defend you when it gets to a certain point, but when it gets egregious, it's a problem. And I think that might be the way that I might handle this Sengun thing.
I think that's the issue. When you keep seeing it, then it's like, all right, man, because I kind of felt that way kind of going back to the Rockets.
Yeah.
Eric Gordon, whenever he get called for a foul, he always had his palms up.
What I do?
No, that was so irritating. It made me not like him.
Yeah.
Because every time he get called for a foul, his palms up.
It was nothing.
He always got his palms up, man. I don't know if he playing now, but he probably still got his palms up.
Yeah, so I from the 832, maybe this is a dynamic I didn't consider. Sengun versus Wemby and Giannis is personal because of Eurobasket. Interesting. Had not considered that angle of it. Maybe that factors in, but you know what and I'll leave this as my final word on this. Another thing I think that also factors in. With Pat Bev, it's like, oh, yeah, this is how you had to stay in the league because you was in Russia.
That's the only way.
Alper, you too good for this, big dog. Yeah. Like, that might be it. Like, you too good to be out here acting like this. That might be why people are mad at Shea. It's like, hey, man, you got MVP time. Why are you in here doing this?
Yeah.
This is beneath you.
Or your ass is probably the MVP because all them damn free throws racking
too.
Up points.
That too, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just continue. Let me know how you feel and how you deal with an unethical player and rooting for him. Because, interestingly enough, that's kind of something that I did not realize. Honestly, like, it almost moved the blinders for me because I had not really looked at Alperen in that light, and now I'm trying to deal with it.
Damn, I'm probably going to be looking at him a little different now.
Well, you have an opportunity because they're playing tonight. We'll talk about that and, the college football playoff rankings have come out. We'll talk about all of that and what's popping, and we'll do that next on Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.